producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Friends, the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right. As we roll into the hour number two on a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I'm having to look less and less at the idiot card to remember that. I've almost got it memorized. Now, okay, I'll go that slant, Jay. I'll go that slant. I'm being encouraged to rant now. Okay. As we made the turn in the last hour, I was talking about all of demilitarizing all of these government regulatory agencies. For those that would disarm you, they see no reason at all for these folks to be armed. In fact, they encourage it. They like it. You see, the progressives, when they're wanting to disarm people, they just want to disarm people. They just want to disarm citizens, business owners, homeowners. You don't need guns. You have 911. Even though you and I both know that the Supreme Court has ruled that police agencies are not responsible in by any shred for my individual safety, for your individual safety, just for the peace and safety at large. But that's what they want us to rely on. So right off the bat, we know they're lying, right? Now, let me point out a couple of things for you, a couple of things that have happened. In Burleson, Texas, a guy that was suspected of growing marijuana plants, they did a no-knock raid. Typically, one of the caveats of the no-knock raid is they don't announce. They don't say, police. They kick in the door. They throw in the flashbang. Everybody's high-fiving going, cool. Then they come in the door. In Burleson, Texas, right after the high-fives and the cool, one of the police officers got shot and killed. And he was not indicted. The shooter was not indicted because, guess what? He didn't know who was coming through the door because they didn't announce. Recently, there was a man that they had the wrong address. They're coming through his door. He looks out the window. A bunch of laser sights tag him on the chest. They paint him up. And he fires a warning shot through the window. And he gets arrested. And the jury sides with the homeowner. Now, I don't want to beat up on the police, okay? I don't want to beat up on the police. But if you're going to serve a no-knock raid, it is incumbent upon you to make sure you're going to the right address. And when you're doing those no-knock raids, okay, and you're all armored up and kitted up and everything, and you feel invulnerable, guess what? You're not. You're invulnerable. You get hit in the plate. You're wearing a plate carrier. If you get hit in the plate, oh, yeah, you're not going to get perforated. You're going to get knocked over. You might have a broken rib or two. Now, what they would really like to see happen, the progressives, who are for you being disarmed and all of every Tom, Dick, and Harry agency out there, whether they do law enforcement or not, being armed, is they'd like to be able to kick in the door and just run in and you assume the position. Get on your knees, put your hands on your head, face the floor. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry, progressives. I'm sorry. I'm sorry because whatever part I can have in this, you're not going to succeed. You know, when I was young and stupid and idealistic, I threw my hand up and I said, I will defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. I didn't get out there and consider, well, I wonder what the socioeconomic status of all the soldiers are here that are joining with me. Are we all just lower serfs and the more affluent are not sending their children to possibly fight in a war at a foreign land? I didn't do any of that stuff. I said, I want to serve my country, and I threw up my hand. And when I took that oath, for the duration of the time that I put that uniform on every day, I guaranteed that oath up to, and if necessary, with my life. I was going to go where I had to go. I was going to do what I had to do. I was going to face who I had to face. And I was going to do my job. Nobody promised me 72 virgins if I died in combat. As a matter of fact, my job was to make sure the other guy died for his country. And I practiced. So, progressives. I know you don't believe this. I know that you've gotten so used to the new normal that you believe that you actually rule. You don't rule. You're not in charge of anything. You are a well-paid temp worker. You get to wear nice clothes. You make a very good salary. You get all kinds of things, all kinds of perks. And that is hanging and dangling by a thread today. Because you're not running the country right. Because you want to make us all subservient. I know exactly why you want to take away the Second Amendment, because if you do, then you can take away every other amendment out there as far as whenever it suits your fancy, and you don't have anything to fear, do you? You have nothing to fear whatsoever. So let me do a little logistical math reality check for you. Okay? For over a decade, we threw everything at Afghanistan. Everything. Our technology evolved, the uniform evolved, the weaponry evolved, some things were created to fight in a country the size of Texas with 35,000 hardcore Taliban. Non-sophisticated people, didn't have a library card, didn't go to Starbucks, didn't have a lot of their teeth. And despite that, we couldn't lock that country down. We couldn't take that country. Just like the Russians, we could not take them. Because when invaders show up, it goes to guerrilla warfare. Now, what do you face here in the United States, progressives? You face one of huge veteran community that I would, you know, I would guess that most of them feel the same way about the oath that I do. You face 100 million plus gun owners that you seek to disarm. And what you need to understand, you need to let this seep in to that very thick, through that thick cranial cover you call a head. And you need to understand this. We're not going to allow that. We're free. We intend to remain free. We're looking at things you do now. Information is disseminated so many different ways. We know so much more about what you're doing. And yes, it sort of seems like maybe right now you've got the status quo, but that is turning. That's turning. We're at a pivot point here. Your golden boy, President Barack Obama, has added $7 trillion worth of debt. $7 trillion, just so you know, if you can remember the height of the original Twin Towers, $7 trillion is roughly a bunch of palletized $100 bills as tall as one of the towers. That's a lot of cash. So go on preaching that we don't have a debt. We don't have a debt issue and everything else. Because when it all falls apart, as it will, when all of everybody that's tried to reason with things and make things turn gradually, when that all fails, what's going to be left are the gun owners. We're the ones that are going to bring organization out of the chaos. We're the ones that are going to keep the peace. Because you won't be able to afford to pay anybody to keep the peace. We'll do it voluntarily. Thank you very much. Smoke it. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
All right. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Towards the end of July of this year, the Federal Bureau of Investigation has decided that they are going to go back to I don't know if they've ever actually carried it, but they're going to go with 9mm as their service round. And this, once again, fanned the embers of the great debate over the magic bullet. looking for what is the best caliber to carry? The 40 caliber round is, in a lot of cases, the ones that people are leaving behind. Because of various reasons. 40 caliber, first of all, is a shortened, charged, less than 10 millimeter. 10 millimeter can solve a lot of issues. But 10 millimeter in most guns is a little uncontrollable. So they went to the 40. Looking for the magic bullet. All of this because of the FBI Miami shootout where everybody was using 38 specials and everything else. 357 Magnums with 38 specials in it. A lot of officers got shot. Because they found out that one or two or three shots sometimes doesn't put a guy down. So they started looking for that magic bullet. They looked at the 40 because they thought it was a good compromise between the 9mm capacity and controllability and the 45 caliber controllability and terminal performance. But there's some other issues. Now, the 40 caliber will deliver on the terminal performance. The only problem is, in recent years, they've exotic, well, compared to what we've had before. Defense ammunition has changed. It has become so evenly put together across the caliber board that if you're looking at 9mm and you're looking at 40 and you're looking at 45, the end result is very similar. Your end result is very similar. So if you have the same result with the smaller caliber, with the more controllable caliber, with the one that you can carry more of in one magazine without having to reload it, why wouldn't you? Agencies around the United States have taken an honest look at the demographics of their personnel as well, and they've accepted the fact that law enforcement officers no longer come in just one size, and that's true. They also don't come with all the same strength. 40 caliber for me is a little snappy. With a very heavy handgun, like, say, an STI, it becomes more controllable, but in a Glock. When 40 caliber came along, a lot of these gun companies, like Glock, they looked at their Glock 17 9mm full-size pistol, and they said, well, you know, the round is close enough in size to where we can just change the magazine, change the barrel, and this frame will work. So you have a 9mm frame shooting a bigger caliber round. Didn't work out quite the way they wanted to. Also, the round in a couple of cases underperformed a little bit. In the instance where you had the, I don't remember, this happened in Miami. I think it might have happened last year or the year before. You've got two homeless guys. One homeless guy apparently had been snorting bath salts or, I don't know, aspartame or Splenda or something. He'd been snorting something, and he was basically out of his mind. So he thought it would be a smoking hot idea to roll over on the other homeless guy and start eating his face. So he rolls over on the other guy and starts eating his face. It's being caught on video on the highway. One of Miami's violence rolls up with his Glock 22 40 caliber pistol, shoots the guy twice with the 40 caliber after the guy fails to get up from his midday snack. Shoots him twice with it. The guy looks up at him and growls. He then proceeded to shoot him again, and it took him 8 shots with the 40 caliber to kill this guy. No word on whether or not the police officer needs psychiatric help on that one. 9mm, if you look at the biggest preponderance of tactical instructors out there today, that's what they carry. That's what they carry. And a lot of them carry Glocks. And a lot of them carry Glock 19s because they say it's big enough to fight with, small enough to conceal. With a 9mm, okay, and Chris Costa had to talk me into this because I was a big caliber guy. I either wanted to carry a 45 or a 40. I don't even think I owned a 9mm when he started talking to me. he convinced me to give this a try. And then I went and took a class, and doggone it, he was right. I hate it when people are right and I'm wrong. But I adjusted for that. So now, my daily carry, for the most part, there I do have one 10mm that I carry that has been very heavily modified by Salient Arms. I have a 45 by STI that I carry on occasion. And everything else is 9mm. Everything else is 9mm. And that's because the even with the small guns, like right here on my desk right now beside me, I have a Glock 26. I can, for those of you not listening in Radio Land that are actually watching the video feed, I carry this Glock 26. This is accurate enough. And it's 12 rounds with the plus 2 adapter on it. And that gun, when I'm firing it, even though it's the smallest one they make, I can control and keep on target. And I mean, I can have 3-4 pieces of brass in the air at one time. And I, you know, I've thought about trying to get into some of this stuff. One of the things I want to do is build a precision rifle, right? And this would be one of these things where I'm taking slow, measured shots and everything. With the handguns, all I do is train in what I call combat shooting. Okay? And what that means is I don't run the target. I do it a few times every time I go to a range or something. I try it a few times because there's a possibility that I might have to use this where I'm shooting somebody at, say, 50 feet. But most of the time I'm training at about 10. And if you were to look at my target, it looks like I had a really heavily concentrated shotgun blast going into it. Because combat shooting is a little bit different from bullseye shooting. In combat shooting, I'm putting the sight on center mass, and I'm keeping that sight on center mass. I'm not zeroing in on the X. I'm not zeroing in on the circle. I'm putting it center mass, and then I start running the trigger. Pull the trigger, reset. Pull the trigger, reset. Pull the trigger, reset. Once you've mastered the trigger reset, then all of a sudden you are a shooting fast kind of guy. Or girl. For those of you that are wondering out there which caliber to go with, they're all about the same now with self-defense ammo. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. The anti-gun left, and let's just say 99.9% of the media, rarely miss an opportunity to attack you as a gun owner. And recently, they have been frenetically focused on the new NRA. The NRA sought to start this commentary series, and what they wanted a diverse group. So among their new commentators that they've taken up, and you've probably seen some of their videos out there, you have a gay, racial, multiracial ex-Google employee, Chris Chang. You have a Venezuelan Olympian immigrant, Gabby Franco. You have a white female, Natalie Foster. You have a bespectacled, hipster, Billy Johnson. You have an African-American lawyer, Colleen Noir, a former Navy SEAL, Dom Rasso, and a former beauty queen turned tactical training company CEO, Nikki Turpo. Coming from all walks of life, different parts of the world. Their common unifying trait, however, is one of the things they like to say about gun owners is the majority of us are old, fat, white guys. I took umbrage at that and started working out. I'm older. I'm a white guy. Not fat. This is the stereotype of the gun ownership demographic as characterized by the media. And this realization and this demonstration of reality terrifies the anti-gun left, because this diversity accurately reflects the changing face of American gun culture. It's no longer just on the farms. No longer, you know, your first exposure to a weapon with your grandfather. The fastest growing demographic of shooters today are young, urban, and female shooters who are typically brought into shooting as a sport by their friends. Now, the American Rifleman crowd, if you will, which is a magazine put out by the NRA, people like me will always be out there, the older, white, Caucasian person. The new American shooter, however, is a different animal, often focused on self-defense and tactical shooting and social shooting sports, than they are the more individual shooting sports, such as hunting. Now, I'm into all the new gun stuff, like tactical shooting and self-defense shooting, because that's why I carry a gun. Not that I'm going to be involved in too many tactical confrontations, but I do. That's my roots. That's what I did when I was in the Army. One thing in particular that seems to terrify the anti-gun left is the mainstreaming of America's new gun culture. It's becoming popular, and they have no idea how they're going to stop this. Things like Groupon and all of these online coupon services out there, a lot of these indoor ranges are making these coupons available, and what they're doing is they're appealing to the people who have never shot before. They're saying, come here and have your date here. On your way to the movie, come shoot on us. They loan them a gun, they loan them some ammo, they put them out on the range, they let them go shoot. It's a great phenomenon, except for people like me that show up on the range on date night. And I'm sitting there and I'm saying, hey, look, I want to test this new incredibly cool gun. I just want to fire off 10 rounds. How long is my wait? 3 hours. 3 hours? Well, it's date night. The NRA has come out with another publication, which they have titled NRA Sharp, which reflects this new and growing gun culture. It's a lifestyle brand with a website, magazine, and a lot of attitude. Media Matters for America, the far-left anti-gun, except for their leader, David Brock, they're having a hissy fit over NRA Sharp and their practice of pairing brands. They wrote, the National Rifle Association's lifestyle magazine, NRA Sharp, is using Apple and other popular brands to promote firearms that are manufactured by NRA corporate donors. NRA Sharp focuses high-end products, guns and otherwise, opulent lifestyles, and pop culture musings, all with a pro-gun bent. As Daily Beast columnist Cliff Schechter noted, it's the lifestyle of the armed and the delusional. At NRASharp.com, there's $250 Gucci suspenders, dandelion recipes, and readers' fantasies of shooting with E.T. and his badass guns. Well, actually, this is the way of things now. Okay? I carry an Apple MacBook. I like luxury watches. I only own one, which I don't dare wear because I'll break it. But I like luxury watches. I have one European car. I like European furniture. Today's shooter, well, I mean, let's face it, to be a shooter, you have to have at least a modicum of disposable income. So let's do a quick rundown of things. One of my cars is a Volvo, which, you know, is sort of unremarkable, but it is European. I'd like to upgrade that to a BMW. I'm wearing Under Armour. My luxury watch that I own that is in a safe deposit box is a Breitling. And I carry Apple. And one of my carry guns is a Salient Arms Glock 34, which takes a $500 Glock and turns it into a $3,000 Glock. So I like this high-end stuff. NRA Sharp matches Blazer, which is a manufacturer of high-end hunting rifles, with German car company BMW, describing both products as German-made monsters of design that can be used to experience the elemental thrill of shooting and driving. The brand pairings that they're making there actually make a lot of sense. Somebody that's going to be attracted to a salient pistol or a salient shotgun, for example, is probably going to be driving something very nice and probably going to be dressed very nice. And you can take all of these products and pair them with them. The fact of the matter is this. Most people that are shooters that like to go shoot, well, they have cars, they live in places, they sit on things, they have things on their wrist, they like to eat at certain places. It is something that you can pair up with your lifestyle. And Media Matters can't stand it. There's a phenomenon amongst, it's not necessarily just with guns, but if you look on things like Reddit, you'll see one column where it's everyday carry. What do you carry with you every day? And it is not uncommon to see a Mont Blanc pen with an Apple iPhone with a Smith & Wesson M&P. But the stereotype that being shattered is really what bothers them the most. Because it used to be, gun owners could be portrayed as racist, you see, because we were characterized as old, fat, white guys. And that's just not the case. It is just not the case. It has nothing to do with race. Gun ownership could actually be sort of like one of these unifying things. Hi, you're a gun owner? Where are you from? I don't care. Come on over here. We'll be right back. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
All right, back one more time. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-877-317-6432. One thing I had to consider for a short period of time the other day, I was holding my phone in my left hand and it slipped, and I went to grab it with my right hand, which is my strong hand when it comes to shooting. And when I did that, the two middle fingers, the ring finger and the other finger, I was moving faster than I needed to be because I hit my own left arm. And when I did that, the crack was frightening. So I started thinking about this. I've been going through trigger finger, which is a tendon inflammation ailment, but it was in both hands, so I never had to worry about things like, am I going to have to shoot with a weak hand? But now I do. So let's ask this question. What if you do something to your strong hand and it is incapacitated for a prolonged period of time? If you're a gun carrier, are you going to quit carrying that gun? Are you going to give up your self-defense because you hurt your hand? And, I mean, think about this. You do yard work. You're doing things around the house. You might break a glass. I mean, there are a lot of things you can do to your hand where it is not incapacitated for life. But if you've got stitches, or if it's wrapped, or if you have to start taping your fingers together, if you're in a cast or anything like that, that hand is essentially, for a period of time, it's going to be incapacitated. So what are you going to do? Now, when I was going through the trigger finger thing, I started working with my left hand. And I discovered a few things that I did not expect, and it was a blow to my ego. First of all, with my left hand, when I pull up the gun and I go into the... My grip is sort of a combination of the isosceles and the Weaver, as far as the grip. You know what I'm talking about? I'm not doing what I call the turtle, which is an isosceles stance where you're squared up on everything. Your shoulders are up around your ears. Your head is down, and you're looking... You have to angle your eyes up to see the sights. I'm not doing that. I do something that's a little sort of a mishmash, and it works for me. It works for me, and this is something everybody should do. The reason I do it is because on my support hand, I get more of a purchase on the exposed part of the gun. I just can't do it with my arms any straighter than what it is. Now, in my modified hybrid isosceles Weaver stance, with the left hand, the gun is steadier, and I can pick up the sights faster. You can't imagine how much that irritated me. To realize that. You cannot imagine how much that irritated, because I have trained so much with the right side. So I've started training a little bit with the left side. Now, there's one thing that I don't have yet. I don't own a left side holster. Not one. And I need to get at least one. Now, the good thing, if I do decide to break down and get a left side holster, I'll probably get one of those leather belt slides. And I'll probably get it for the Glock 17, simply because then maybe I'll get it for the 19. Because then the Glock 17 will fit in it, and the Glock 26 will fit in it. So I'll have a choice of three guns that I can stick in that holster and carry. I can even carry the Glock 34 if I want to. Which I've been training with the Glock 34, with weak side, because one, it's a salient gun as well, and it's so much fun to shoot. But on the other hand, it's also a very refined platform, and the sights are easier for me to acquire in the training portion of it. But, I mean, think about it. How many things can you do to the back of your hand or to your thumb or something else to where you're getting stitches, or it's swollen, or it's inflamed, or something else, especially when you get older? Especially when you get older. One time I was at a training session, and there was a man that for some reason he had arthritis in his hands, but his right hand was worse than his left hand. And he kept trying to shoot with his right hand, and he couldn't do it. The gun would actually twist in his hand every time he pulled the trigger. It would twist to the left, which is sort of unsafe. I tried to get him to switch to the left hand. He's like, no, I'm right-handed. So then, when I saw that, and then when I considered how irritated I got, that the left side was actually steadier than the right side, I realized there was a whole lot of ego involved in this. Now, along with all of these other things that go with switching from one side to the other, the thing you've also got to worry about is you've got to worry about training on the draw, about training on the reholstering, because if you use your gun in self-defense when the police show up, you don't want it in your hand. So you've got to be able to reholster that gun in a safe manner. Finger off the trigger. When that adrenaline dump happens to you in a real self-defense situation, your hands are going to ball up. So when you draw that weapon, you have to index on the slide, on the frame of the gun with the trigger finger, or else convulsively you're going to pull the trigger. It's just a phenomenon you can't help. So you're going to have to train with punching out, right? I'm colliding with the mic as I do it. Punching out, sticking it out there. It's got to feel natural, because with my right side, it's just like breathing for me. With my left side, I'm thinking about it. Now I'm being asked, how do you adjust for right eye dominance? With combat shooting, like I was describing earlier, I'm not so much worried about how good the sight picture is. Is the gun on center mass? And there are people out there that advocate point shooting when in self-defense, that you don't really have the time to get out there and do the nice sight picture. But that all comes with training. And we're going to cover training in days to come. I've got some people lined up to come talk to you about training that are training specialists that train lots of people. One thing I've noticed recently, we've got this stuff happening in Missouri. We've got these riots happening outside of St. Louis and Ferguson. A lot of looting going on. On one of the opening nights of looting, there was a gunshot next to a tattoo shop. And they didn't want their businesses looted, especially the gun shop. He didn't want a bunch of weapons falling into the hands of rioters. He didn't know where that would go. He just didn't want to do it. And so they went to their places of business, and they tooled up plate carriers, which, if you don't know what a plate carrier is a vest that has a pocket that a bullet-resistant plate will sit in and hold in place. So they got on their plate carriers. They've got their weapons. and they just stood out in front of their businesses. The rioters, when they got there to the business, they were already working on a Dollar General store in the same strip mall as they were located. The rioters come out. They're making their way down the strip mall. They see these guys. They go wide. The police show up because of reports of trouble there. They see these guys standing there, ready to protect their businesses. They, too, go wide. And this reminded me of the Korean shop owners during the L.A. riots. This reminded me of the people in New Jersey, the few that have guns, that had their guns after Hurricane Sandy. Not hurting anybody, just protecting their business. And that show of force, that indication that we are here to defend it, probably saved the lives of a lot of rioters. It probably changed their mind. It is indicative of what happens in self-defense anyway. When a gun is presented into a crime by the victim, normally 95% of the time that stops the crime and the perpetrator runs away. That's happened both times I've drawn my gun in self-defense. I didn't have to shoot anybody. And let me tell you from experience. When you pull that weapon and you punch it out, there's if you've been training and you're doing this automatically, it's not the getting there that is the problem. It's the realization of what just happened afterwards that gets to you. Of what just happened, of what you set up to do. But it didn't scare me. I still carry a gun today. So, anyway, we're going to do this again in about 22 hours, one more time this week. I'm having a blast at Genesis Communications. Between now and then, I want you to bear this in mind. It has never been about gun control. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Thursday, this has been Lock and Load.
From the makers of Rocket Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Rocket Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at RocketPocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. RocketPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.